is so that you can, so we can have godly descendants. If we are not married in the Lord, then sometimes this is difficult to achieve.
那即使我们在主内嫁娶啊，也并不保证呢，我们婚姻一定幸福。
Yet even though we are married within the Lord, it does not guarantee that our marriage will be successful.
婚姻本身呢，我们需要去学习。
Our marriage is something we must work and learn.
伊甸园呢，神把人类安置在一个伊甸园。伊甸的意思就是快乐的园子。
When God placed man in the Garden of Eden, the word Eden means joy or happiness.
那神要人看守管理这个快乐的园子。
And God wanted man to be able to live under this this cloak of happiness.
那婚姻也是一个快乐的事情。
And marriage is a part of this happiness.
但是人也要看守管理，要 manage 哈。要去努力的来经营我们的婚姻。
But man must both be counseled to try and manage the success of their marriage.
那圣经上有很多好的婚姻的例子，又有一些不好的例子。
The Bible records many different good marriages as well as bad marriages.
那我们今天来看一个负面的哦，大卫的婚姻失败的一个例子。
Today we're going to look at an example of the latter, David's marriage.
他有一个。婚姻，我们用婚姻为基啊，来谈他这个这场婚姻。
We're going to look at the teachings from marriage from this perspective.
那这场婚姻之所以失败
，This particular marriage was unsuccessful.
有三个主要的原因哈。
And there were three main reasons.
第一个就是他们沟通不好。
The first was that there was no communication.
那第二个就是他们个性啊，都没有改。
The second was the participants did not change their characters.
那第三个就是他没有保守他们的心。
And the third was they did not keep holy their hearts.
那我们就一点一点来查考啊。
Let's look at each of these.
撒母耳记下的第六章。
Second Samuel chapter 2.
第六章。
Second Samuel chapter 2.
六。
Oh, sorry, Second Samuel chapter 6.
那第六章的第二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 20.
这是大卫啊，在迎接耶柜之后的一段记载。
This is after David returned from a battle.
那迎接大卫啊，迎接耶柜啊，是一件很高兴的事情啊。
And bringing back the ark of God, of course, was a joyous occasion.
想不到回到家里面呢、啊，他们夫妻就吵架了。
And yet, when he returned to the household, he and his wife had an argument.
那这个吵架就是他们不会沟通呢。
This argument was the result of a failure of communication.
我们看六章的二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 20.
大卫回家要给眷属祝福，请读，请读。
Verse 20. Then David returned to bless his household.
这个是好事。
This is a good thing.
那扫罗的女儿米甲出来迎接他。
And it records that Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him.
那这是大卫年轻时候所娶的太太。
This was a wife that David married when he was young.
那时候两个彼此非常相爱。
At that time, they were very much in love with each other.
为了保护大卫啊，米甲还几乎可以说是牺牲生命啊。让大卫啊在夜间逃出去。
And in order to protect the life of David, you could say Micah gave put herself in danger to allow David to escape.
但是因为大卫逃亡的关系。
But because of David's 逃亡 escaping the king.
然后呢，他的爸爸扫罗又把米甲嫁给一个人叫做帕帖。
His father Saul, the king, then took Michal and betrothed her to another person.
那可是大卫当全国的王之后呢
？But after David became king of Israel,
他又把米甲要回来。
He brought Michal back.
那这时候米甲就出来迎接大卫啊。
And here it records how Michal came out to greet David.
他很生气。
But David, but Michal was very upset.
他说哈，以色列王今日在臣仆的卑尼眼前露体，如同一个轻贱人无耻露体一样，有好大的荣耀啊。
She said sarcastically, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants as one of the base fellows, shamelessly uncovers himself.
你看哦，在众婢女面前哦，数落先生的不对。
We see that uncovering the person's self in front of other people is wrong.
这个而且是讥笑啊，是一种 sarcastic 的讥笑啊，嘲笑。
And this response was said very sarcastically.
我们看二十一节。
Verse 21.
大卫对米甲说：“这是在主面前，主已经选择了我。”
David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house."
为了你跟你父的全家，立我做以色列民的君啊，所以我必在前面神面前跳舞。
To appoint me a ruler over the people of the Lord over Israel, therefore I will play music before the Lord.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
我也必使自己更加卑微，自己看为轻贱。
And I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight.
你说的那些婢女呢？他们都要尊敬我。
All those maidservants should have respected him.
23节。
23.
扫罗的女儿米甲直到死日没有生养儿女。
Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.
这个是非常保守的说法，说他们两个已经没有夫妻生活了。
It's a very conservative way of saying they had no relationships between husband and wife.
就是米甲已经被打入冷宫了，大卫不再亲近他了。
That is, Michal was already no longer in the eyes of David, and he did not be intimate with her.
从这个不好的沟通来的。
Just from this poor communication.
在大家面前呢，骂大卫。
She scolded David in front of everyone.
那你被骂，当然他又还嘴了。
Of course, a person who scolded sometimes will return the talk.
那所以呢，今天呢，我们要知道我们的婚姻呢，很重视。我们要懂得怎么样沟通。
Today we must understand that our marriage, an important component is the ability to communicate.
什么叫沟通？
What is communication?
沟通一方面要倾心吐意， pour out your heart.
From one aspect, to be able to communicate is to be able to pour out one's heart.
像哈拿对神倾心吐意。
Like Hannah, who poured out her heart before God.
那另外一面要仆人静听。
And the second is to be able to listen to the other person.
就好像撒母耳对神说，请说仆人静听。
Just like Samuel said to God, please speak, for your servant is listening.
一方面静静的听，可以听到那个你配偶的弦外之音，话以外的话。
On one hand, if you listen very carefully, you are able to hear your spouse's words in between words.
那你倾心吐意啊，你可以把你心中做的事情呢，跟你的配偶来分享。
And if you're able to pour out your own heart, you can take the deepest things in your heart and share it with your spouse.
或者到结婚之前跟结婚之后，大家的相处模式不太一样。
We know that sometimes the relationships that you have before marriage and after marriage are different.
订婚的时候啊，你要去向你的未婚妻啊，一天可能洗三次澡啊，可是呢，结婚之后呢，可能三天洗一次澡啊。
Before you're engaged, before you meet someone, you might take 3 showers a day. But after you're married, maybe you only take one shower every 3 days.
你到未婚妻家做客，未婚妻哇，两个人就煮三菜一汤。
Before you know, early in a marriage, your spouse may cook 3 dishes for you in a meal.
那婚后都是三合一杯。
But
湖南小馆买的啦。
After the marriage, perhaps you may just get takeout.
那婚前呢，大家都是梳妆打扮，哇，最漂亮的呈现给对方。
Before marriage, you look upon each other as the most beautiful, attractive people to each other.
婚后都是蓬头垢面，大家都变黄脸婆了，也不注意了。
And afterwards, perhaps there's less of a physical attraction.
婚前呢，那个小姐说话像温柔的小猫。
Before marriage, woman may speak very softly, like a purring cat.
可婚后了，喉咙嘶吼啊。
And afterwards, may become more like a not a purring cat.
Like a lion.
Yeah.
那所以你就注意到说，我们有时候婚后讲话都不太客气。
Sometimes, after we've been married a long time, maybe our speech to each other is not as courteous.
那甚至啊，会在别人骂我们的配偶。
And even to the point where we scold our spouse in front of other people.
这个是 a big no-no,
这个是很不对的。
这个会造成情绪性的伤害。
Because this will hurt the other person's heart deeply.
Emotional. 一个牧师啊，他写一本书，他的书名就叫《情绪伤害》。
There's a minister who wrote a book called The
Emotional
Hurt.
Emotional
Hurt of a Heart.
Yeah, 他在描写啊，他在年轻的时候在台湾呢、啊。我们在台湾早上都有朝会啊，就是大家都要站在操场上面。
He grew up in Taiwan, and in Taiwan, every morning they would have an assembly out on the grass.
啊，就是在学校里面的。
Before school.
那教官就站在讲台。
And the headmaster would speak.
然后就会大家做叫大家做金氏的训练，向左转，向右转，向后转这样。
And he would give instructions so that the entire assembly would turn left or turn right or stand straight.
所以他讲向右转。
So he would say, turn right now.
那结果呢，有一个很高的刚好站在中间向左转了哈。
And there was a very tall person in the middle who turned the other way.
来，上来，上来，上来，上来。
And so he called him up to the podium.
在两三百个学生面前。
In front of 200, 300 kids.
啊，就打他一巴掌说，你是猪啊。
And slapped him across the face and said, you are a pig.
啊，你连左边右边都分不出来。
You don't even know your left from your right.
他说这个是给他一个情绪上很大的伤害。
This was a very deep emotional pain.
那时候他才十几岁啊。
He was only in his teens.
啊，他三十几岁的时候呢。
Yet, when he grew up to be 30.
啊，他说他听到他教官被车子撞死了。
And he heard this headmaster had been killed in a car accident.
他说他一点都不忧伤。
He said he did not feel any regret at all.
反而还有一点点高兴。
But in fact, felt a little joy.
所以你看到，如果你被人家情绪伤害过啊，那种感觉可以痛到很久。
So we can see when we're hurt emotionally by someone else, that type of pain can last a long time.
所以我们真的讲话要小心。
So we must be careful with our words.
我们看箴言十二章的十八节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
箴言十二章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 18.
箴言十二章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 18.
说话胡诌的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药进毒。
There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health.
所以我们说话真的要很小心。
So we must be careful what we say.
将来你们结婚之后要记得不要在小孩子面前吵架。
When you get married in the future, you must remember never to argue in front of your children.
因为呢，如果你在小朋友面前吵架，其实小朋友会觉得都是他的错。为什么爸爸妈妈吵架呢？
Because if you argue in front of your children, they may think it is all my fault. Why are my parents arguing?
你本来你会伤害对方的话，你伤害你的孩子了。
And even though your original intent was to fight with your spouse, you actually hurt your children.
你们将来也会知道说吵架是不可能避免的。
In 避免是
avoid.
You will learn that arguments are unavoidable.
但是呢，一定要约每个礼拜二吵架，其他时间不可以吵架。
But you should schedule your arguments for every Tuesday and not argue any other time.
我讲这个道理之后，一个同龄就问说，那为什么不可以 Wednesday 呢？
So when I said this before in a sermon, someone asked me, how come I can't schedule it for Wednesday?
我说 Wednesday 也可以了。
I said, yeah, Wednesday is okay too.
总之呢，这个吵架一定要不要当时就吵。
The idea is not to argue at the spur of the moment.
要越吵越好。越吵越好。
The more you argue, the better.
不是吵了之后要变好了。
The more after you argue, the more you argue, the better you should become afterwards.
你要知道要怎么吵，吵架是一个艺术啊。
And the idea is you have to understand how to argue.
你吵架的时候不要一天到晚说你老是这么脏。
You can't say you always something something.
你老是这么懒惰。
You always are so lazy.
那个对方一定会很生气。我没有老是啦。
That will incite the other person. I don't always do this.
你可以讲你的感受。
You can say your feelings.
老婆啊，你最近真的很忙哦，你看。这么多的碗，连一个干净的碗都没有，我都没有办法用到一个干净的碗。
You can say, You can say, honey, you know, I know you're busy, but I don't even have a clean plate to use.
那这个就是你可以表达自己的感受，但是不要用一些很尖锐的、人家不了解你在做什么的那种谩骂的话。
As a way to express your feelings, but not to generalize it and just argue for the sake of
argument. 所以说话浮躁的如刀刺人呢。
So we should be able to edify each other even in this type of speech.
我们看箴言十五章第四节。
And look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4.
箴言十五章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4.
温良的舌是生命树，乖妙的嘴使人心碎。请读。
A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit.
我们要懂得怎么样去沟通。
We must learn how to communicate.
因为温良的舌是生命树。
Because a wholesome tongue is a tree of life.
你知道吗？话可以建立生命的。Word.
You know, words can break the spirit.
啊，所以神啊，用话来说有什么就有什么，用话来制造生命。
So God can use words to build the spirit and build life.
耶稣的话就是灵，就是生命。
Jesus' words are spirit and they are life.
好，所以你自己的话，你的话温良的舌啊，也可以建立生命的。
So when you have a wholesome tongue, you can also build this tree of life.
啊，有的人结婚之后，他就很少再跟配偶沟通了。
There are some people after they're married who very rarely communicate with their spouse.
尤其是弟兄哈。
Especially brothers.
啊，因为有时候常常一个人弟兄工作，太太没有工作。
Because perhaps sometimes the work gets in the way.
啊，那你很累啊，回家你就不想讲话。
And you're so tired, you don't really want to speak.
我在报纸上读到一个故事啊。
I one time read this story in the newspaper.
有个台湾的女孩子啊，嫁到这个湾区 Bay Area 来。
There was a Taiwan woman who moved to the Bay Area.
那嫁给那里一个男生了哈。
And married a man from that area.
啊，因为她刚开始英文不会，没有什么事情做。
And because she really didn't speak English at first and didn't have anything to do.
啊，先生每次上班回家都累得要死。
Every time her husband came home and he was so tired.
那老婆呢，就是啊，憋了一天的话，没有人讲话，就一直想要讲话。
And the wife, because she was alone all day, she didn't have anyone to speak to, so she would continuously try and talk with her husband.
常常因为这样，两个就处得不好啊。
And yet, because of this, the two of them had a poor relationship.
啊，所以呢，我们做先生的呢，啊，不要不说话。
So as husbands, we cannot not speak.
有时候先生会说：“哎呀，我老婆什么都不懂，我跟她说什么？”
Sometimes a husband may say, "Well, my wife doesn't know anything. I don't have anything to say to her."
她又不懂股票啊。
She doesn't know anything about stocks.
她也不懂得Romney 或是奥巴马。
She doesn't know anything about politics.
她也不懂得哲学啊。
She doesn't know anything about oh,
philosophy.
About philosophy.
我跟她讲话觉得很无聊哎。
I don't really have anything to say to her.
但是你要记得，你们刚恋爱的时候，其实你们讲的话都是很无聊的。
You must remember when you first met each other, all the words you said were foolish words.
真的啊，你们到河边散步，一块石头可以谈一个小时。
You went to by the side of the lake, sat on a rock, you could speak an hour.
拿个石头，哇，我对你的爱情像这个石头这么坚硬。
You could talk about a rock and say, "Oh, my love for you is like this rock. It's so strong."
这个是很实在是很无聊的话，不是吗？
That's really foolish, isn't it?
其实讲话哦，就是让对方知道说 "I am here. I'm for you. 我在这里。
But
我是关心你的。
Speaking words is sometimes just a matter of letting the other person know that I'm here. I'm here for you.
就是一个觉得对方真的关心呢。
That I care about.Our relationship.
如果不沟通啊，会产生很多的误会。
Because if we don't have communication, there'll be very hard feelings.
啊，有一次他们教会在做这个夫妻的团契。
There was one time our church was having a spousal seminar.
Fellowship.
啊，
他们就让先生跟太太自己讲自己的感言。
And they had the husbands and wives speak up their own feelings.
那先有个先生上来就开始抱怨那太太了。
And there's a husband who came up and started to complain against his wife.
哦，我工作真的很辛苦了哈。
You know, my work is very difficult.
我到家哦，他们都吃我太太跟孩子都吃饭都先吃完了啦，都不等我了。
When I come home, my wife and kids they've already eaten. They don't even wait for me for dinner.
每次那个鸡肉哈，那个鸡肉都被吃光了啦，都剩下鸡屁股跟鸡头而已啦。
They always eat the best pieces of chicken. All I get are the backs and the necks.
他太太坐在那里啊。
And his wife was sitting right there.
很难过，听得很难过。
And obviously very uncomfortable.
他就上来换他发表感言了。
So when it was her turn to come up and speak.
哦，我知道我先生工作很辛苦啦。
She said, I know my husband works very hard.
可是我孩子肚子饿啊，当然我叫他们先吃啦。
My kids, I know they're hungry, so they eat first.
我都跟孩子讲哦，那个鸡屁股哦，跟鸡头都要留下来，不可以吃哦。
I said, you know, you can't eat the chicken backs and the necks and the head. You have to save those.
因为我记得我先生20年前跟我说，结婚的时候跟我说，他最爱吃的就是鸡屁股跟鸡头。
Because I remember 10 years ago when I got married, my husband said,、oh, I love the chicken backs and necks and head the most.
可见他们20年来啊，两个都没有再沟通哦。
After 20 years, they had lost their communication.
你知道吗？有些人一辈子没有结婚。
You know, some people.
有的人已经离婚了哈。
You know, some people will not get married in their lives, or perhaps are separated from their marriage.
一个人住一个大房子里面。
One person living alone in a big house.
他们可能会养很多宠物啊。
Maybe they have different pets.
他们就是要有一些声音。
They just want some sound.
他们有时候要把电视声音开大一点。
Sometimes they turn the sound on TV a little louder.
就是要听到一些人的声音。
Maybe just to hear some human voices.
所以你们相处的时候，将来你们有机会跟夫妻相处的时候。
So when you have time to be with your spouse.
要记得，温良的舌是生命的树。
Please remember, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life.
有的人呢，他，不说话，但是有的人呢，一说话又很会得罪人呢，不懂得说话。
Now there are those who don't speak, but there are also those who speak who end up insulting other people.
我们来看箴言25:11。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11.
箴言25:11。
Proverbs 25:11。
25:11。
Excuse me, 25:11.
一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。请读。
A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
真的呢，我们看圣经上有时候一句话说的真美哦，好漂亮。
Really true. Sometimes a word spoken is just so beautiful.
像金苹果在银网，金苹果是很高贵的银网，也是一样哦，很漂亮哟。金苹果很漂亮，银网很高贵，漂亮在高贵里面。
Here it says, like apples of gold, indeed, it's such a valuable thing, a valuable and revered thing.
你看哦，亚伯拉罕跟儿子啊，要上摩利亚山献祭。
We see that when Abraham and his son were about to go up Mount Moriah.
儿子就问了，爸爸，羊在哪里呀？
His son asked Abraham, my father, where is the lamb?
如果你是你，你怎么回答？
If you were Abraham, how would you have replied?
那个羊就是你。
You're the lamb.
我看那个儿子会吓死了。
Of course, you'd scare your son.
一句话说的合宜。
One phrase, one word, if it's spoken correctly.
他说，主必预备。
Abraham said, the Lord will provide.
真的是很美啊，哦。
And that's very beautiful.
很多人要把那个银户丢死。
Some people want to buy.
那个银户啊， adulterous woman, 用石头把它
丢死。Some people wanted to stone the adulterous woman.
耶稣就讲一句话。
And Jesus only said one word.
你们没有罪的可以先丢第一个石头。
He who is without sin, let him throw the first stone.
你看一句话说得好，真的很漂亮。
That one phrase, so beautiful in its speech.
我们要学习啊，怎么跟配偶沟通，说一些比较好听的话。
Let's learn how to have this kind of speech with our spouse.
这个要学啦。
This has to be learned.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
有一个太太嫁给一个先生3-4年了。
There's a wife who had been married to her husband for about 3-4 years.
那突然之间呢，先生打电话给老婆，老婆今天晚上不要煮饭啦。
And all of a sudden, her husband called and said, "My wife, you don't need to cook tonight."
今天我请你到外面吃饭，到馆子里面吃饭。
Let's go out. We'll go out to a restaurant.
哇，这个太太好高兴。
So the wife was very happy.
3-4年了，从来没有请我吃过饭了，除了兴奋之外了哦。
3 or 4 years. Three or four years they were married, and he never took her out.
怎么突然间要请我吃饭呢?
So how come all of a sudden he wants to take me out to restaurant? Is today my birthday?
不是.
No.
今天是我们结婚纪念日吗?
Is today our anniversary?
不是.
No.
到底什么日子啊?
So I wonder what's going on.
难道我先生被升迁了吗? 被promote了吗?
Did my husband get promoted?
哦,就吃饭的时候。
So at the dinner.
他就很高兴, 他准备好了, 梳妆打扮, 很高兴地赴这个宴席啊。
She was very happy. She had adorned herself. She was very pleased.
所以吃饭的时候问先生啊,
and so she couldn't hold herself and asked her husband,
今天什么日子啊?
And husband, what's so special about today?
你怎么请我吃饭呢?
Why did you invite me out to dinner?
老公说你不要问啊。
Her husband said, don't ask.
吃了半天, 我一定要知道, 你告诉我。
And so she said, no, I have to know, please tell me.
请你不要问啊。
And her husband said, please don't ask.
拜托告诉我嘛。
And she insisted.
好了好了，我跟你说了。
So her husband said, okay, okay.
实在是哦, 你这个礼拜煮那个饭哦, 有够咸啊, 我实在吃不下去了。
That's because the food that you had been preparing recently is so salty, I can't eat it anymore.
所以只好请你出来吃饭啊。
So I invited you out to eat.
那个太太边吃边哭啊。
So the wife was eating and crying at the same time.
原来是我煮的这么难吃。
And upset that her cooking was so bad.
所以一句话说的何以哦, 真的像金苹果在银网里面。
So a word that's fitly spoken really is like apples of gold in settings.
这个我们可以学习啊。
This is something we can learn.
你再看这个沟通, 这个婚姻出了问题, 除了沟通不良之外呢,
we see that beyond the problem with communication in marriage,
我知道哦, 他们两个个性也没有改哦。
We could see that David and Michael, they could not change their own character.
我们来看撒母耳记下第六章。
Please return to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章。
2 Samuel chapter 6.
第六章第十六节
Chapter 6 verse 16
六章十六节
Chapter 6 verse 16
主的约柜进了大卫城的时候 扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看 见大卫王在主面前踊跃跳舞 心里就轻视他
16 Now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
我们看到这个米甲, 看到大卫跳得那么厉害, 他不习惯。
We see that Michal in her heart, after seeing David dancing so fervently, was not used to it.
因为这个米甲, 他是应该是在王宫里面长大的。
Because Michal should have grown up in the household of the king.
你看那个英国人哦, 他那些在这个皇室里面长大的, 他们都要学习坐要怎么坐, 刀叉要怎么用。
We see those that grow up in a royal household, like in Great Britain, they are taught from an early age how to use utensils and protocol.
那是一个很严谨的一个教育下面长大的。
It's very strict and regimented way of living.
那你看大卫他是个牧羊人啊。
Well, you know that David was a shepherd.
是山间的野夫啊。
He was a mountain man.
是一个个性很豪放的人啊。
He had a very open heart.
他能够写诗, 他高兴就跳舞。
And so he could express this when he was happy, he would dance.
所以他一跳舞啊, 有时候忘了情啊, 不小心啊, 他也 好像不太在乎这些细节啊。
And perhaps when he danced so joyously, he forgot his surroundings.
所以他们两个个性是很不一样的。
And so their two natures, their two characters were different.
对事情的看法也是很不一样的。
They looked at the same thing differently.
那我们结婚到一段时间之后,
And after we are married for a certain time,
我们真的要想办法改变自己来适合对方。
We should consider changing our own nature to match that of our spouse.
改变对方是 never work 啦, 不可能改变对方的。
You can't change the nature of the other person.
但是我们可以靠着圣灵改变自己。
But we can use the Holy Spirit to change ourselves.
其实啊, 每个家庭培养出来的孩子个性都不太一样。
But actually, every household with their children has different characteristics.
一个孩子如果在爱里面长大, 在爱的家庭长大的孩子, 你看他个性可能比较温柔一点。
If a child grows up in a household full of love, we perhaps can see that their nature is more calm.
如果孩子啊, 在一个常常批评啊, 被指正啊的这个环境长大, 他的个性比较tough一点哦。
We see if a child grows up in an environment that has more more difficulties, then sometimes their characters are a little bit more hard-edged or tough.
其实啊，个性啊，有人说因为他的排行啊，在家里的排行不一样，他个性也会不一样。
排行是
那个老二、老大、老二、老三。
Some people also will say that because of the difference in birth order, that the child's characteristics will also be a little personality a little different.
老大因为独占妈妈很久的一段时间哦。
Some people say because the eldest is with the mother for a longer period of time.
所以承受到父母亲的压力比较大。
So they actually receive more of the pressures that are on the parents.
所以他们呢，从小就比较有责任感。
So they have more self.
Sense of responsibility.
More, a higher sense of responsibility.
也比较能干哦，
因为压力多啊。And they are more able to overcome these pressures.
那老二呢，又不太一样。
But the second born perhaps is a little bit different.
常常你做过父母就知道，老大都是照书养，老二是照猪养。
As a parent, you should know that, you should have seen this, that the eldest is raised by books.And the second born is raised by pig.
就是老大哦，你都很因为没有做过父母亲嘛，你都跟书上讲什么你就做什么。老二哦，哎呀，老大有一点经验，哎呀，随随便便他也会活了。
Got it. Oh, so the eldest, you're always looking at books and saying how to do this, and you know how can I do this. But then the second, after you've had second child, after you had that experience, it's just oh whatever, do whatever, and they'll be okay.
那老大哦，因为第一个还是很新奇啊，哇，一直照相，一直照相，一直照相。老二哦，哎呀，跟长得跟老爸差不多，哎呀，照相相片都很少了。
And the eldest, with the eldest child, you take a lot of pictures, and you know, as she grows up, and then the second, it may be, oh, she looks just like her dad, and we'll take some pictures every once in a while.
所以有一个家庭，一个老二说，我姐姐的相簿是一本，我的相片是九张。
So there is a second born child who once said to me.My eldest sister has a whole photo album, and I have 19 pictures of myself.
那因为老二他有玩伴嘛，哦，他比较有玩伴。
But the
有老大做玩伴。
But the second born is also
yeah, playmates.
A playmate with the eldest.
那所以可是呢，他常常要跟哥哥抢爸爸妈妈的注意力。
But they sometimes will try and fight for the parents' affection.
所以老二常常会走跟老大不一样方向的路啊。
So a lot of times you'll see the second born takes a different direction than the first born.
老幺哦，常常是被溺爱的。
And the youngest is usually spoiled.
他很会察言观色哦。
He or she can look at the faces of their parents.
他很会交际，比较八面玲珑。
And knows how to cuddle up and.
Social,
be social.
你看大卫王他是老幺。
David was the youngest born.
他很懂得跟人相处的。
And so he knew how about these types of social interacting with other people.
当然，这个都是外面的人书上说的啦。
Of course, these are all these self-care, these help.
那无论书上怎么说，那不是绝对的啦。
These parent care books and not necessarily correct all the time.
但是无论怎么，我们看到神在造人男造女的时候呢？其实两个人在一起，男跟女本身就有不一样的地方。
But no matter what, we know that you know God created man and woman, and there are differences between the two.
你有没有注意到男生跟女生听话的态度也不太一样
？Have you ever noticed that a man and a woman will listen to the same things differently？
那个女生哦，听话都是两个耳朵很注意听了，两个耳朵听进去啊，那嘴巴会讲出来啊。
Usually a woman will listen with both ears very carefully and then speak.
那男生呢，都是这个耳朵听进去，这个耳朵出来啊。
And sometimes a man will.Sound will go in one ear, come out the other.
我们看到大家听话的态度也不太一样。
We see people listen to things slightly differently.
我们中文说男人是泥造的，泥土造的。
In a Chinese saying goes that man is made of mud.
女人是水造的。
But a woman is made of water.
实际上当然是讲男人是泥造，女人是骨造的。
Now, of course, the Bible says that man is made of mud and woman is made from the bone of man.
那说女人是水造的，其实就是指的女人真的是比较温柔啦。
But to say that a woman is born of water is just reflecting that a woman is more soft or calm.
那女人真的像蝴蝶一样哦。
Like a butterfly.
蝴蝶比较美丽。
Butterfly is beautiful.
蝴蝶比较脆弱。
butterfly is fragile.
啊，蝴蝶比较高雅。
A butterfly is
elegant. Elegant.
Arrogant.
Elegant.
Elegant. Sorry, ooh, that's a big mistake.
那男人像水牛一样。
But a man is like an ox.
他比较脏。
He's dirty.
比较粗线条。比较粗啊，比较 big。
Bigger.
那也比较粗心大意。
And
absent-minded. 但是所以有人说呢，男人跟女人哦，结合在一起就好像 buffalo and butterfly getting together.
So some people will use that analogy and say a marriage is like between a butterfly and a water buffalo.
虽然他们很不一样啊。
And of course the two are very different.
但是在田野里面呢，他们在一起也是构成一个很漂亮的图画。
But put together in a painting, it's very beautiful painting.
因为大家都不一样。
Because everybody is different.
又说江山易改，本性难移，个性真的很难改。
It's very difficult to change one's own character.
所以我们刚提到说，你没有办法改变别人啊。
So we just said you really cannot change someone else's character.
但是你可以改变自己啊。
But you can change your own.
我们哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
13章，这个我们都很熟。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
这个我们都很熟了。
We're all familiar with this.
13章。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy.
那个爱哦，当你们以后结婚之后，要记得爱是从忍耐开始的。
We know that love begins from patience.
那爱也是从忍耐结束的。
And love also finishes with patience.
所以到最后说，爱是凡事忍耐，第六节。
So verse 6 says,
第六节最后一句话。
Love rejoices in the truth.
是哦。
六节。
对不起，第七节。
第七节 ，love endures all things.
从 patience 开始，是 endure 结束。
From patience and then you endure all things.
这个很不 romantic 啦。
This doesn't sound romantic.
外面的人呢，讲爱都讲得很 romantic。
Other people outside will say talk about love in a romantic way.
他们讲的爱就是牵着他的手数天上的星星。
They say, oh, love is just holding each other's hands and counting the stars in the sky.
爱就是哦，在他的窗口面前弹吉他。
Love is just standing in front of the window and talking about things.
圣经上不是这样讲。
But that's not what the Bible says.
可这是很实际哦，因为你个性不一样，你要先忍耐。
This is very logical that because your characters are not the same, you must have patience.
那忍耐哦，忍耐久了哦，像气球一直吹，一直吹，一直忍哦，会爆掉的。你要加上恩慈。
But if you have patience for a long time, it's sometimes like a balloon; it may pop. So you have to have
kindness. 所以忍耐一定要加上恩慈。
So this patience has to be with kindness.
那个人家个性不能改的地方，因为你有个恩慈的心哦。你会知道那个个性的特色，在你眼中看起来就会不太一样了。
These other aspects of someone else's character that can't be changed, when you have kindness with it, then you see it in a different light.
听到几个故事哈。
I've heard some stories.
有一个人结婚才知道，原来他老婆跟个像个男人一样。
There was a man who, after he got married, kind of discovered that his wife was very much like a man.
从来不了解他动作那么粗鲁啊。一点都温柔。
Never really saw that her actions were very coarse.
他说：“那关门的时候呢，砰一声就把门关起来了，都不
会
轻轻的。”
He would say when she closed the door, she would bam slam it.
然后脱鞋子也不好好脱，都是用踢的，把铁丝箱就踢出去了。
When she took off her shoes, she would just kick them off.
刚开始是很受不了，怎么娶了一个男人婆呢
？In the very beginning, he couldn't take it. He said, "How did I marry a man wife?"
所以他就骂老婆啊。
So he scolded his wife.
从来没有像看过一个女人跟你一样那么男性化。
Said I never saw a woman like you who was so much like a man.
那个太太听到人家骂她，她也骂回去了。
And when the wife heard this, she replied back.
所以以后你小心哦，不要随便骂。
She said, "Be careful what you say."
那太太就说，从来没有看过一个男人这么女性化的。
I never saw a man who was such woman-like.
什么关门要轻轻的关。
You close the door really daintily.
进门要三个转弯。
And when you come in the door, you had to do a little twirl.
转一个弯呢，哦，先脱鞋，再转一个弯呢，把鞋子转三个弯就对了。
Twirl to the left to take off your shoes. Twirl to the right and walk in.
没有看过这么女性化的男人。
Never saw such a feminine man.
刚开始大家都相处的不太好。
obviously they weren't really well matched.
但是爱就是恒久忍耐。
But love is enduring patience.
然后又有恩慈。
With kindness.
那最后呢？他因为有恩慈的心来看这个事情。
But in the end, because they had kindness in their hearts.
他就调整他的心境啊。
That
调整他的 feeling 啊，调整他的心啊，心境。
That built up their feelings.
啊，就是 change 他的心啊。
They changed their hearts.
啊，所以呢，以后呢，每次太他后来想一想，其实太太这样有很多的好处了。
So this man thought, oh, you know what, my wife has some points.
因为哦，夏天蚊子多，如果这样光 bang 一声哦，蚊子少几只进来也不错。
Because you know, in the summer, if there's a lot of mosquitoes, if I slam the door, bam, then maybe we can get rid of some more mosquitoes.
而且每次哦，以后太太回家，她都先坐在沙发欣赏一下，看今天太太鞋子踢多远。
And then he made it a game. Today, when I come home, I'm going to see how far my wife kicked her shoes.
如果踢得不太远，还可以求她一下，老婆，今天好像没有踢那么远哦。
And if she didn't kick it as far today, she could say to her, make it a game, and say, "Today you didn't kick your shoes as far."
同样的个性。
Same type of character.
但是有温柔的心，有那种 kindness 啊、哦。
But
从那个 patience 到最后，你有 kindness， 你有一个啊。这个恩慈的心啊。
But a kind heart that emanates with patience.
你会知道，你可以用不同的心态来对待了。
And so you look at it from a different perspective.
啊，有个先生刚娶老婆的时候，觉得很受不了他太太。
There's another story of a man who got married and couldn't stand his wife after they got married.
怎么娶到一个这么健忘的老婆啊？
健忘是吧？
就是常常 forgetful 哈，忘记东西呀、啊。
How did I marry such a forgetful one？
在上班的时候，接到老婆电话，老公，你回家一下好不好啊
？And he would get calls at his office and say, his wife would say, "Can you come home？"
啊，怎么回事啊
？And he asked, "What's wrong？"
我不小心把自己锁在门外面的啦。
And she said, "I accidentally locked myself outside."
你回家帮我开门好不好？我进不去了。
Can you come back and unlock the door for me？
再隔几天又等，老公，你回家一趟好不好啊
？A couple of days later, he got another phone call and said, "Can you come home?"
又怎么啦
？And husband said, "What's wrong?"
我不小心把自己锁在车子门外了啦。
And she said, "I locked myself out of the car."
你回家帮我开个车子好不好啊
？Can you come and open the car door for me?
老公实在是有点受不了呢。
So the husband was a little dismayed.
怎么这么健忘的老婆啊
？Did I get such a forgetful wife?
有一次他们要去度假。
One time they were going on vacation.
去滑雪，全家很高兴要去滑雪。
They were going to go out skiing, and they were all excited.
滑雪的地方是两个小时以外的路啊。
And the mountain was about 2 hours away.
已经快开到了，开了一个小时，一个半小时了。
And they had already driven an hour and a half towards the ski area.
老婆说：“老公啊。”
And the wife said, "Husband."
我刚刚烫衣服哦，我那个烫斗好像没有关电呢。
You know, I was ironing clothes and I think I forgot to turn off the iron.
那个老公实在是气死了。
So the husband was so upset.
我不说话了，不可以说话。一说话就会骂人，不可以说话。
Don't say anything. Don't say a word.
但是油门越开越快。
And so he would step on the accelerator.
砰！一个大转弯。
Turned around.
从来没有看过这样老婆的，这么健忘。
Never saw such a forgetful wife.
但是爱是恒久忍耐。
But love is patience and kind.
又有恩慈。
With kindness.
那我想一想，老婆健忘也有好处的哦。
And so he would think, my wife's forgetfulness is also helpful sometimes.
有时他们吵架了。
Sometimes when they were fighting.
老婆说，你总是欺负我。
And his wife would say, you always abuse me.
老公说 ，name one.
And the husband,
讲一个我欺负你的事实。
And the husband would say,
讲一个我欺负你的事嘛。
Oh, say, tell me an instance. Tell me one time.
Name one. 那老婆，不说了，反正太多了。
And so the wife couldn't remember one, so she says, too many to say.
所以有时候我觉得也蛮好玩的哦，今晚也蛮好玩的。
So sometimes marriage is very, very fun.
那个性哦。你没有办法改对方。
We cannot change another person's character.
你真的可以改自己的想法。
But we can change our own way of thinking.
如果你不改哦。
If we don't change.
到最后会轻视对方哦。
Then there'll be conflict with the other.
Despise.
You start to despise.
像米甲 despise 他的先生啊。
Like Micah despised David.
这个是婚姻的杀手啊，这不可以的。
This is the death of the marriage.
所以呢，一个事情常常是两面的。
So a
他的个性你要可以从另外一面去看一看。
A certain situation always has two aspects. You should look from the outside.
有人说我老公像木头人。
Sometimes the wife says, my husband's just like a
piece of wood.
Piece of wood.
但是你仔细想，他出去很安全的，因为他是木头人嘛，所以也不会出去拈花惹草的。
He doesn't show any emotion, so he's just like a piece of wood.
你们以前不是听过一首歌吗？我很丑，但是我很温柔。有没有听过？
Have you ever heard that song? I don't know what it is.
I'm ugly, but I'm very kind. I'm very gentle. 我很丑，但是我很温柔啊。
I'm ugly, but I'm kind.
有的老公哦，真的是，他就自己讲，你不要只看我很丑，但是我有温柔的一面呢。
So the husband would say, don't just look and see that I'm ugly, but I'm very kind and.
所以事情常常是两面的。
So looking at something can always be from two perspectives.
我们不能改变对方。
We cannot change the other person.
但是我们可以改变自己哦。
We can change ourselves.
你看箴言二十七章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 27.
箴言二十七章。
Proverbs 27.
二十七章二十一节。
Proverbs 27 verse 21。
对不起哈，二十七章，对不起，二十七章的十七节。
27 verse 17。
铁磨铁，磨出刃来，朋友相感也是这样，请读。
As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
个性虽然不一样。
Even though we have different characters,
大家以后磨来磨去的,
if we sharpen each other,
到最后呢, 我们自己会进步的,
in the end, we will all improve.
因为他磨出刃来啊,
because as we are sharpened,
请读十九节,
verse 19, as in water face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man.
啊, 这个句话很有意思哦, 再读一次。
Verse 19, as in water, face reveals face, so a man's heart reveals the man.
读到这节我就想起夫妻脸了 face reveals face,、哦、你那个照好像水照、水中照脸彼此的 相符、哦、那个大家看来看去的越来越像夫妻脸大家心以为越来越同心了。
When I read this verse, I think about a marriage and with your spouse. Just like a water, when you look at the reflection of your face in the water, as you grow in your marriage, you each start to reflect each other.
对，就是说我们说有夫妻脸，夫妻脸，你个性越磨，两个就越来越像了。
So we say, oh, the husband and wife, they look the same.
所以我们真的要试着改变自己来适合对方的需要。
So we have to be able to change ourselves and to.Adapt, understand the other person's needs.
我们要靠着圣灵来改变我们。
We must use the Holy Spirit to change ourselves.
你看，约翰哦，是雷公之子哦，本来是 son of thunder， 对不对？
We see that John was initially called the son of thunder.
后来成为爱之子。
But he was later called the disciple of love.
啊，你看那个彼得啊，本来是那么样的胆怯。
We see that Peter had such a strong personality.
啊，胆怯、timid 啊，害怕。啊，那后来呢？他却那么的勇敢，死都不怕。
Sorry. Peter initially was such a timid person, but then developed such a strong personality.
所以靠着圣灵，我们自己可以改自己的。
So through the change of the Holy Spirit, we can also be changed. Through the Holy Spirit, we can also be changed.
一个太太说：“我要离婚。”
One time a wife said, I want to get divorced.
辅导员说你为什么要离婚呢？
And counselor said, why do you want to get divorced?
我老公就是不改啊。
And she said, because my husband doesn't change.
然后辅导员就老公来问你为什么不改？
So the counselor went up to the husband and said, why don't you change?
为什么要改？我爸爸是这样子啊，我祖也是这样子啊，我们家人都是这样子啊，为什么要改？
Husband said, why should I change? My father was like this and his father's father was like this.
其实啊，我们为了我们家庭的美满哦。
But in order for us, for our households' benefit,
我们自己真的想办法要改。
We must try and find ways to change ourselves.
这个婚姻呢、啊、出问题哈、哦，第三个原因就是他们没有保守他们的心。
So the third aspect of David and Michael's failed marriage was their inability to keep their hearts.
我们再回来看撒母耳记下的六章十六节。
Let's return to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
我们今天来一定要用神的话来保守我们的心啊。
Today we must use God's word to keep our hearts.
神的话有时候觉得好像标准很高，但是不会害我们的。
Sometimes it seems like the standard is very high, but it certainly will not harm us.
我们看六章十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 16.
我们来注意他们的心哈。
Let's look at their hearts.
请你读。
16. Now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
In her heart. Despise him. 就是她心里啊，没有控制说，哎呀，真的，老公哦，不要轻视了。
Bible says here she despised him in her heart.
我们看那个箴言四章二十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter
4. 二十三节。
23. Proverbs chapter 4:23.
你们有考试吗？考试这个节要考。
If you guys have a test, this will be on it.
你们应该从一兔就要懂得背这一节才对哦。
Because this verse is something you should memorize.
四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
这个很重要的经文哦，你背前半段这节通通要背。
This is a verse you should memorize.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。
Keep your heart with all diligence.
因为一生的果效从心发出。
For out of it spring the issues of life.
你一定要用神的话好好保守自己的心呢。
You have to use the word of God to keep your heart.
我们看四章的十二节。
I'm going to look at chapter 4, verse 12.
对不起，雅歌四章十二节。
James chapter 4, Song of Solomon chapter 4, verse 12.
雅歌四章十二节。
Song of Solomon chapter 4, verse 12.
我们看到这个三道锁把他的心源把它锁起来。
We see that this person here has enclosed their garden
用三道锁
and with three locks
我们看十二节
from verse 12.
雅歌三章十二节
Song of Solomon chapter 4 verse 12.
我妹子我心腹乃是关锁的园禁闭的井封闭的泉源
A garden enclosed is my sister my spouse A spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
你看哦，那如果进了园子哈，那本来是锁着的，如果进来，那个井也是锁的，再进来，那个水也是锁着的。
You see here, the garden initially was locked up already, but you go up, the spring is locked up also, then the fountain is also sealed up.
所以我们的心就要像这样子。
So our hearts are the same way.
用神的话一道再一道再一道把我们的心锁起来。
To use the word of God to lock up and lock up again.In our hearts.
我们中国人说心如平原放马易放难追啊那个心如果你把它放出去就好像在平原上面让马跑出去的你能让它跑你追不回来的
There's a Chinese saying that says if you open up your heart and let your heart run it will run away
所以啊没有适当的那个圣经的原因啊我们真的不可以离婚
So that's why we must preserve and lock our hearts there's no option of divorce.
唯一的一个原因在圣经上里面了哦。
The only excuse according to the Bible.
有一个姐妹啊，她嫁了一个独生子啊。
Yeah, there is a sister who married an only child.
婆婆对她非常的刻薄。
And her mother-in-law was very kind to her.
刻薄啊，非常 harsh.
Very harsh to her.
然后老公呢，又站在妈妈那边呢。
And the man would always stand on the side of his mother.
所以他刚结婚的时候觉得非常的受不了啊。
So she was very she couldn't stand her marriage.
所以结婚没有几天又跑回家里面去了。
So not long after it began, she went and returned home.
跟她妈妈讲，妈妈，我要离婚。
And told her own mother, Mom, I want to get divorced.
妈妈说不可以离婚。
And the mother said, You can't get divorced.
我们基督徒不可以因为这样离婚。
We Christians, we cannot get divorced for this reason.
那个姐妹说，我一定要离婚。
And the sister said, I have to get
divorced. 我活在地狱里面，我一定要离婚。
Because I'm living in hell right now.
结果那个这个女儿就回家了。妈妈就把她赶回去了，回到你夫家去，不要跟我谈了。
So mother said, "No, go back home." And she returned to her husband.
她回到家，她的这个姐妹的妹妹打电话给她。
And after she returned home, the sister's sister called her.
你刚刚跟妈妈说什么啊
？And said, "What did you just say to our mother?"
妈妈为什么昏倒了呢
？Why did you know, our mother faint.
啊，我们要紧急送她到医院里面去啊。
We had to send her to the hospital.
啊，妈妈为了不担心这个女儿要离婚啊，真的担心到昏倒了。
And this mother had been so worried about her daughter divorcing that she had fainted.
啊，到最后呢，她就为了妈妈的健康呢，她真的就忍下来，婚姻就忍下来了。
And that in the end, for the sake of her mother's health, this woman persevered.
感谢主，二三十年之后她做见证。
Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. 20-30 years later, she made a testimony.
感谢主，我那时候妈妈爱我，没有让我离婚。
And she said, I thank the Lord for the love of my mother who told me not to get divorced.
因为我的这种坚啊，这个忍耐啊，到最后可以让我先生来信耶稣。
Because this type of patience that I had to have eventually led to my husband coming to believe in Jesus.
公公婆婆最后来信耶稣。
And even my mother-in-law came to believe in Jesus.
现在过得很幸福。
So now I live a very blessed life.
我真的感谢神啊。
This is something to thank God.
我听到她的见证。
When I heard her testimony.
也看到她人生啊。
And I saw her visage.
真的到最后，那个老公真的很爱她哦。
In the end, I could see how much her husband loved her.
她的那个婴儿也真的很关心她。
And how much care her mother-in-law had for
her. 有个姐妹她做见证。
There's another sister who gave a testimony.
她真的想要离婚。
Said, I really was wanting to get divorced.
她先生太没有用了。
Because my husband is useless.
她已经圣经当然已经读得很清楚了。
He already has read the Bible.
离婚哦，没关系，只要不再嫁人就好了。
And she thought, oh, if I just get divorced but I don't get remarried, it'd be okay.
她有这个想法之后呢？
After she had this thought,
她发觉到有件事情突然很奇妙的发生了。
She came upon an extraordinary circumstance.
她因为那个时候她在学校，她已经年纪大概30岁了。也在community 学校
在修点课。At that time, she's about 30 years old, and was taking classes at a community college.
一个老教授对她很好啊。
There was a professor who was kind to her.
这个 old gentleman 哦，真的是对她温柔的不得了，对这个学生爱护的不得了啊。
And she felt this older man was just very gentle with her.
要她要去 parking 啊上车呢，这个教授都会陪着她走路。
And when she went to her car in the parking lot, this man would accompany her, would walk with her.
然后又为她开门呢。
And would open the door for her.
真的像一个爸爸带女儿一样。
Something like a father and her daughter.
考试的时候她有一题不会。
And if she was taking a test and didn't know a question,
教授还要偷偷地跟她讲答案是什么。
The instructor would come over and tell her what the answer was.
她已经决定要离婚了，她想得很清楚了。
Because she was determined to get divorced.
你知道吗？原来那个教授对她好，她只是把认为爸爸的爱一样而已啊。
When she saw this, other man, she thought it was the love of a father.
那结婚要离婚之后呢
？But after she got divorced,
决定就
，or after she decided to get divorced,
那个老教授竟然会进到她的梦里面来啊
！This old man would actually enter into her dreams.
她会醒过来。
And she'd wake up.
原来神让人不离婚，就是要保守人真的这个心哦，这个思想哦，不会出轨的。
And realize that. In the end, God was trying to protect her so her heart would not leave.
所以她后来了解到，原来诫命是保护人的。
So in the end, she realized that was actually to protect her life.
所以我们要好好的经营我们的婚姻哦。
So we have to preserve our marriage.
要把我们的心锁起来。
To lock our hearts.
有个故事讲说，神也不要人离婚呢。
The Bible tells us that God does not want man to be divorced. There's a story that goes like this.
有对人夫妻他们要离婚了。
There is a husband and wife who wanted to get divorced.
就是啊，啊，他们呢两个个性都很强，两个都要一半，什么东西都要一半，财产要一半。
And they were Jewish, and they were they split everything right down the all their possessions right down the middle.
然后呢，他们有五个小孩，他每个人都要三个啊，每个人都要一半多一点啊。
And they
因为小孩不能一人一半嘛，这样五个怎么办？
Had five children, but they were trying to decide how to split the children.
所以每个人都要三个啊。
So each side wanted three children.
一个朋友就建议他们了。
So a friend recommended to them.
明年再离婚啊，明年再离婚。
Get divorced next year.
再生一个之后再离婚。
Have another child and get divorced next year.
隔年之后呢，那个朋友遇到这对夫妻，你们离婚了没有？
And then the following year, this friend saw the couple again and asked them, "Are you divorced?"
没有呢。
It turns out no.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们生双胞胎了。
Because they had twins.
现在有七个了。
So now they had seven kids.
每个人都要四个了。
And each side wanted to have four kids.
所以这个故事跟我们讲，神也不要人离婚了。
So this story also tells us God does not want people to divorce.
今天啊，我们在立志在主里面联婚。要立志在主里面联婚。
We must maintain, according to the word of God, maintain our marriages in God.
但是不代表你在主里面联婚了，在主里面结婚就会幸福，不一定。
It doesn't necessarily mean even if you keep your marriage in God that you will
你要懂得去经营，去 manage.
You must be able, that you will be successful. You must learn how to manage this marriage. How to learn to communicate.
你要学习改变自己的个性。
You must learn to change your own characteristics.
学习怎么样保守我们的心。
And learn how to keep our hearts.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus Christ help us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
351.